Hi, this is Darren Smith, pastor of Marietta Bible Church, and I'm thankful to be able to share with you some wonderful truths from God's Word. In Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30, Jesus extends an amazing invitation to all who are burdened and weary. The Lord Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." In Jesus' day and ours, there were religious leaders who emphasized strict adherence to the law and religious rituals. Their legalistic approach of law-keeping, of do's and don'ts, burdened the people. It led them to strive for righteousness through self-effort and external conformity. Jesus exposed this heavy burden of the Pharisees in Matthew 23, verse 4, saying, "They tie up heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on people's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to move them with their finger." In view of those burdens, what does our gracious Lord command? "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." The yoke was a wooden crosspiece that connected two oxen, allowing them to share the workload. Jesus invites us to join him, sharing in his provision and help and submitting to his lordship. He urges all persons to come to him under his authority and guidance. In the Great Commission, Jesus says to make disciples, teaching them to obey all that I have commanded. Obedience and submission to God always will bring blessing from the Lord. That's part of why his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Burdens are lifted that we aren't meant or able to bear. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Through putting our faith in Jesus, we cast off the burden of self-righteousness and striving for acceptance. We discover the redemptive truth that the Bible elsewhere teaches, "For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." After Jesus gives these gracious commands, "Come to me, take my yoke upon you," or "Come under me," and lastly, he calls us to learn from him. He says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, learn from me." Jesus reveals the importance of discipleship, of being a learner, and then following, obeying his teachings. When we in faith come to and walk with him, he is there with us. He's bearing our burdens, giving us strength, giving us help, and we can experience the joy and freedom that come from living according to his purpose and his principles. This may sound just like another burden, but Jesus assures us that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. He is gentle and lowly. He won't ever abuse or oppress. He loves us so much he died and rose again to save us. The ultimate fulfillment of Jesus' invitation lies in his sacrificial death on the cross and his resurrection. Through his atoning sacrifice, Jesus bore the weight of our sins, offering salvation and freedom to all who trust in him. So stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery, as Galatians 5:1 tells us. In Christ we find deliverance from the bondage of sin and the condemnation of the law. Our righteousness is now found in Jesus Christ and him alone, not our striving or somehow ever measuring up. The Apostle Peter says in 1 Peter 2, verse 24, "Jesus himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed." Too many people, even as Christians, far too many, don't experience the rest for our souls that Jesus promises in these truths. In light of Jesus' words, we must ask, as we have come to Jesus in faith, are we living under his authority, learning from and following him? Today, are you weary, heavy laden, burdened with weights that crush you under life's loads? Come to Jesus, and then continue to come under him and after him, learning and following. If not, we may be forfeiting these gracious promises of rest the Lord has for us here. Find rest for your souls. In faith, turn to Jesus and follow after him. There is one place, one person we can go with all of our needs, from salvation to daily life, and that's none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray you know his great love and grace. This has been Pastor Darren Smith from Marietta Bible Church.